gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
The Good Day program is on the air now for Memorial Day. Another hour of conversation about what this day is all about. Joining Rich McFadden and me is Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli. We'll find out from them what their family's experiences were and what they think of during this day. Your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Every year, traditionally, on this day, because we're on the air for every holiday during the Good Day program. A lot of new listeners, a lot of folks with new thoughts, important thoughts. This is not a day to be frivolous, at least in my mind. I think the fact that it sort of marks the unofficial beginning of summertime and swimming and boating and barbecuing are all part of it. It's a silly coincidence, in fact, because it's not really connected at all to what the real meaning of the day is. It's one of those fairly recent holidays that, for me anyway, with each passing year, seems to have more relevance. I made reference to the greatest generation in the last hour. Roberta, your father was a member of the greatest generation, born in Italy, comes to this country through Ellis Island, the typical kind of almost story-like at this point for those of us who go back and look at Ellis Island, those who came through and those who stayed here, lived here. Made families and businesses. Your father was pretty much the best example, frankly, of anybody I know who did that. Because my family didn't come here, but at least I know of my father's father. My family doesn't know anything about its roots, actually, other than, you know, the thing I talked about on the air about Diggs, a fellow named Diggs who was Portuguese, and his skin was so dark he was thought to have been black and was represented. He was arrested and tried for being black. And the question was, you know that story, right? I've told that story to you. And because of the fact that his skin was so dark, he was thought to have been an escaped slave and therefore was arrested until they could find whoever owned him, or they were going to put him up at auction. And somehow or other, Abraham Lincoln got wind of his story and defended him and got him free. He proved who he was. And that was really the start of kind of an interesting movement in our country, which hadn't been a part of, you know, everybody whose skin was black was or dark was assumed to have been black, and therefore you should belong to somebody. And that's what created, those are the roots of the Civil War, where this holiday begins. But back to your father and what his service record was about. It seemed to me, I think you've told this story before about your father.
Well, that he came here when he was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And didn't speak a word of English. And they came from the beautiful mountains up in northern Italy and wound up in Hell's Kitchen in New York City on 9th Avenue. I mean, huge, huge different. I mean, this was a kid who was used to running around up in the mountains, you know, like Sound of Music, you know, barefoot in the woods, and winds up, you know, in the concrete jungle of New York City. But, you know, self-educated, never made it past the 8th grade, but he was a historian, loved to read, and he created a business. He started a restaurant on his own. And was extremely successful. He also joined the Navy. And I asked him, I said, you know, here you are, someone from the mountains. Why would you, you know, you'd never seen the ocean until he boarded that boat in Naples to come to the United States. Had never seen the ocean. I said, why did you join the Navy? And he said he figured he had a better chance of not getting killed in World War II. Because if he joined the Army, he'd be on the ground, the ground troops.
Yeah, right.
So he figured he joined the Navy, and he became a machinist on the aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
A machinist and a gunner, and it's just an incredible, you know, American success story. He came here in 1936.
And he was happy to put the uniform on.
Oh, absolutely.
He felt like he needed to as a payback.
And you know
so
what?
So many of them felt that way, yeah.
I still have his uniforms.
Really?
I have his dress whites, and I have the woolen, you know, navy blues.
Yeah.
I have about three or four different uniforms, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That would be
ugly. And he was tiny. I mean, my youngest daughter could barely fit into them. I mean, he was just, you know, this lanky, tall, lanky, skinny kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a great story. Heather Bachman, your family What do you know about anybody in your family that was in the service?
My grandfather, actually, my maternal grandfather was in the Navy as well.
Has anybody in your family since then been?
Since then, actually, on my father's side, there's, about four or five Air Force.
Yeah.
And then we have one, a special ops.
Uh-huh.
He, actually, it's kind of sad. He hasn't quite, brilliant guy, one of my cousins, brilliant, brilliant guy. And he's been sent off. He was in the, Texas, Rangers.
Uh-huh.
He was a Texas Ranger. And then he went into the, like, special ops and where they train him in, I think, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Big, like, top secret thing, and sends him over, and he just keeps going back over on these special mission kind of things, and he's just not quite right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
More and more, I think that happens as a result of things that have changed the reality
going on
of war.
Over there.
Right.
Yeah.
The reality of war is much different. So who do you think of, who do you want us to know about? 800-510-8255. Brenda is in North Augusta, and I heard you telling Rich North Augusta when he asked you Georgia. I think you said North Carolina, didn't you, or South Carolina?
That's South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Right.
All right. So your husband was in Vietnam. Was he killed in Vietnam, or did he die?
Well, my husband, I have joined the Marines, went to Vietnam, and I was married to him for 3 years. He died 3 years ago.
That's
I want to tell you that, you know, I picked up his fight for him. So many of our Vietnam veterans, you know, they just, I tried to tell him, you know, you were a soldier. I'm proud of you. And I am a patriot. And my husband would tell me, I would get angry when people, you know, I know you may not have meant to slant one way this morning, but I woke up to your voice. And, you know, I have to admit, I felt a little bit of anger, but my husband would have told me, you know, Brenda, a lot of men died so that he can get on the radio and say what he wants to say.
What is there about? What is there?
No, I don't want to get into you about with an argument. I want to say to our veterans.
I'm just curious because I think I've said nothing but what was positive. And so obviously we have a difference of interpretation, or some people hear things differently because of their experience. That's why I said what I did about the truth.
I just wanted to say that freedom is not free.
Yeah.
And absolutely, you can get on the radio. We can still get on the radio and say what we want to say.
Yeah.
Because of men who died in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those men who died in Vietnam didn't die for nothing. They died for our freedom.
So I hear what you're saying. I said the people in Vietnam, the men and women who were Americans, died for nothing in Vietnam. I'm not going to waver from that because I feel very strongly that that was a waste of time and effort of so many people.
Well,
let me just finish from what I'm saying. The reason I said that wasn't to dishonor the men and women who gave their lives. That's not what it was about. The men and women who gave their lives would have been better off in uniform doing something that was constructive. I'm not taking away from them for a second the fact that they honored the country and their uniform by volunteering or not. I mean, some people volunteered, some people were called to serve, had to go there. And my point is that they went and accomplished nothing because Vietnam never was solved. There was nothing that went on over there that at the end of the day we saw any purpose to. And what bothered me more than anything else as a child of that era was how the men and women who were in the Vietnam War, through no choice of their own in many circumstances, were so utterly disrespected by the nation. The news media whipped them into a frenzy, and therefore many of those people who saw purpose in their act were denigrated through no fault of their own, and I thought it was despicable, and still do think it was despicable what happened to those people who accomplished nothing by going there, gave of themselves, and then when they came back here, they were disrespected even more by the people of our country, by the government of this country. That's my point. And then if it didn't become clear when I said that earlier, I want to make sure that everybody understands what I'm saying and what I'm thinking. Vietnam is a scourge on the history of this country.
But not to the men and women who
Well, that's what I'm
there.
Saying. That's what I just said. Not to the men and women who were there.
But you know, and what I'm saying is, you're on the radio, still we can still speak out and say, we have a voice. We can pick up that torch.
Yep.
And pick up the torch for liberty. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you mention liberty not one time this morning.
Freedom and liberty are the same word for me. It's a French word that means the same thing. Liber equals free. So liberty and freedom are the same.
And I hope you have a wonderful day today.
And you as well, ma'am. And I'm sorry about your husband. 800-510-8255. See, people hear things. And what they hear, not necessarily. And this goes back to understanding what truth is. Everybody's truth is different. Not for a second would I take away from her and or her husband.
Well, you need
what
to say
did.
That, though. I mean,
well, I
just
say how many times do I have to say? I've said it and said it and said it again.
People hear you say Vietnam was worthless.
It was.
Which then makes all those who sacrificed feel like, well, what did I sacrifice for?
Well, you didn't sacrifice. You sacrificed for nothing. That's the point. You were giving the people who put the uniform on and went into the service of our country served a zealot whose name was Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah, nothing. And unfortunately, nothing good came out of it.
No, that's my point. It was a horrible experience for everybody.
At least in
mostly for the people who were in the service.
Korea, you could at least point to South Korea and what a success story that is.
Right. Yep, you could do that. But you can't do that in Vietnam. Although Vietnam today is a healthy economy and a healthy place.
So maybe you can.
Wouldn't
that,
have been.
I
actually have
a story.
All right, here's a story that will maybe turn this around. My barber is a Vietnamese guy. And he and his family came over here as a result of his father being what the Vietnamese called a traitor. His father was an informant on the Viet Cong. Very dangerous. I mean, can you imagine being a Vietnamese and informing on the Viet Cong?
Gosh.
And that's what his family did, and that's how he got over to this country.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He came here. He's a wonderful guy. This is a great sort of American story. He came over as a child. His father, after the Vietnam War was over, his father was marked. And there were thousands of the Vietnamese who were American sympathizers, if you want to, you know, for whatever, for lack of a better term. So after the war, the Americans rounded these people up fast, and all their families, they had to leave anything and everything they had behind. They, within days of the war being over, they found them all,
and got
them
out.
Put them on ships and planes, and they got them out of there. And they gave them all American citizenship, or they gave them the ability to make a living over here, and then they went through the system. He remembers being a 4 or 5 year old boy, and how afraid they were when they got here because it was like nothing that they'd ever experienced, obviously. But they were afraid to live in Vietnam as well. So he and all of his brothers and all of his sisters run a facility here in Framingham. And they do great, nails, hair, facial, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he's created a wonderful business. And he's very proud of being an American and very happy to be here. Very proud of what his father did. So there's something good that came.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of those stories. 21 after.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Toby Keith. The soldiers who have put the uniform on are the ones that we honor today, especially those who have passed. Veterans Day is different than Memorial Day. Mostly, Veterans Day is about those who are still alive. Memorial Day is about those who have died. So-called Decoration Day. And so we always get into these conversations about what people hear. And it's unfortunately the reality that people hear what they want to hear, as Richie said. And there's nothing in my heart or my mind that is aimed at being disrespectful, as some of you may hear that because you're sensitive to it. And I'm probably most angry about Vietnam myself as a as an American. And it's because I have feelings for those, as the lady who just called, lost her husband as a result of him being involved in Vietnam. I'm very sorry for that. As an American, I pay tribute to you, but it angers and annoys me to the nth degree that they had to go do what they did in the name of the arrogance and egos and just McNamara and Johnson. And Moyes, you know, all these people who glorify and love Bill Moyes, he's a cur. He was the press secretary, and he and McNamara and LBJ used to sit around in the White House every morning plotting and planning. And McNamara apologized for this in his book after years, decades of feeling guilty, as he ought to have, of destroying all these lives. They didn't know anything. The military people said, no, we got to do it this way. And those three egotists, they planned whatever attacks and how it was. They didn't, any of them collectively, have the experience in their thumb, in their whole bodies, that most of the people who were over there had. I remember Westmoreland and a lot of other people who were important parts of that era of our history militarily. And how he got into some jam. I remember him suing, I think he sued Dan Rather, for things that were said about him on 60 Minutes. It's just, the law of reality is that many people are corrupted by war. And that's another tragedy of all of this. And the money that's made on the military instruments that are created for war, and the fact that we have to fight with each other about things, it doesn't take away my disgusting feelings, and my feelings aren't disgusted, but I'm disgusted at what we spend to be at war. And we always have to have somebody we're fighting with. We blow up countries, burn them down, and make messes. Going to Iraq, as I did a couple of years ago, and seeing what kind of an unbelievable, god-awful mess we made over there. For what? And then we go back, and I felt we had to stay there and clean it up. And I say the same about Afghanistan. If we'd have done the right thing at the beginning, instead of listening to that boo Bush, and had the men and women who were over there actually do something, and that is get bin Laden, there's a purpose to that. Sending somebody, groups of people, to go get a guy like bin Laden has purpose and value. And so those people are among the people to be honored, it seems to me. I don't know. It's very frustrating, frankly, to go through all of this, because we've built so much of what this country is about on the backs of men and women who have been willing to die. And then at the end of the day, you say, why'd they die? And that's the question that I'm bringing to the surface. Maybe I ought not to spend that much time on it, because it takes away from actually honoring these people. But I think it's food for thought, and we don't do a lot of that, especially in our schools these days. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh my.
Starting tonight on History.
Hatfield, we damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come on, arm to ask you for my boy.
Boy, said my brother, and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfield and McCoy's. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone. So I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Make room for a brand new star.
It's game time.
Bring it, bring it.
HGTV's hit series Design Star is back with even more design drama.
We have two completely different plans.
Your attitude sucks.
It will heat up your summer.
I want it so bad, I can taste it.
You all have raised the bar.
HGTV Design Star. New season, new night. Now on Tuesdays. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central. Only on HGTV.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from My Patriots MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, has a report today. Those of you who are new to the program know not of her, not necessarily always gentle persuasion when it comes to this stuff. She's pretty direct and pretty deliberate when it comes
to New York.
Studying. Exactly. She's a New Yorker from Hell's Kitchen, no less. And so today she's got some special deals for you. You go to the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. You can see if, again, you're new to the program or you're listening. Sometimes folks listen only on the holidays to us in our live broadcast because the normal morning person or whenever we're on the air at different times of the day are not, those folks are not around. So the folks that run the station would rather have a live program on. That's good. That's great for us. Happy to be here and help you figure out your thoughts about this Memorial Day. But we have, anyway, some of our regular features here today, and the Queen of Cheap is one of the things every day we present about this time. Some of the special deals around that Roberta has found where you can save money and time. It's really kind of a great service. She has a lot of fun with it as the dumpster diving diva. So check that out.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Yes, she is.
The diva of dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with something really cool that I actually signed up for this morning. It's from UPS, United Parcel Service, and it's called My Choice, and you can sign up absolutely free. And what this lets you do is schedule when you want your packages to arrive. You can electronically authorize packages for drop-off or reroute it to somewhere else. It's really, really cool, especially when you live in Manhattan. It can be a pain in the neck to try to get UPS packages because the only people that have the keys to the multifamily buildings is the Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service. So if UPS doesn't get you, then you have to go all the way to the west side to pick up your package by the water there and the docks, and it's really kind of icky.
Yes.
So this is a wonderful thing called UPS My Choice, and we have the link for you at DougSteffen.com. Also for this weekend, we have a free Redbox rental, and this is actually good through August 1st, so all through the July summer months, June and July, especially if you've got kids at home, free box video game rental. Free milk bone trail mix. Yes, indeed.
I listen to this
gentlemen.
Carefully. Rich thinks this is for him.
It is milk bone trail mix
they sound
for
good.
Your dogs. Or when I was a kid growing up, I used to love to eat milk bones. I would see the dog eat them, and I started to try them. And to this day, I love milk bones.
Yeah. So for your birthday coming up, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. I'm going to actually buy this trail mix and see if it's any good. Get the free sample from Walmart.
In that.
Why not? If it's good enough for the dog. And agave, if you haven't tried agave, it's a natural sweetener. It has a very low glycemic value, which means it doesn't spike your blood sugar right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if you want to try it, you can get free agave samples. And we have the link for you at DougStephan.com. So you'll find all of the stuff
in
the Creative Chief section. Yeah, agave is wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
Wonderful.
Very good stuff.
And
yep.
DougStephan.com.
All right, so that's for those of you who are regulars and those of you who are new, help yourself. The website is aimed at being of service. All kinds of things. The Better Living Box, where we have supermarket guru Phil Lempert's tips on how to find the best food, where to get the most quality, the most in quality. And we had a conversation, Richie, over the weekend. Phil's on with me on Saturday about Costco. He thinks they have the best quality produce of any supermarket chain in the country. They are very careful about what they buy and how they present it, how they care for it. He said the biggest problem is you have to buy so much. But when it comes to quality, he doesn't think their quality can be beat for an outfit that size, which I found very interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Because I said that after I went in to the Costco last week and bought all that fruit that I have. And I got enough fruit. We could have a party here. And I'm working my way through it.
So why don't we?
There you go, Richie. We're having a party. This is Memorial Day. We're into sort of sobering thoughts about the reality of those of you who may have lost something important or somebody important on this day, because it is about memorializing. That's what the day is about. Also, I've asked how many know the American's creed, and we're going to get to that. As a matter of fact, right now, Peter, who's been very patient, Wilmot, New Hampshire. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
So, in school, did you learn the American's Creed, or have you learned it since, or did you just look it up?
I've learned it since, but we did cover it in our history class in Mamaroneck High School way back in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And shall I go?
Yeah, please.
I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. William Tyler Page.
I've just decided that I want to, I remember learning, as I said, for those of you who were around the last hour, somewhere between the fourth and the sixth grade, as I recall, and I'm trying to remember all those faces of those teachers at Jonathan Maynard Elementary School in Framingham, Massachusetts, this became a part of what we did every day. And it was like saluting the flag and that sort of stuff. We don't do much saluting of the flag anymore. We don't say the American's Creed. I dare say there'd be very few of the people listening to my voice right now, Peter, who know of what you have just spoken. And I'm thinking maybe it might be an interesting way for me to start or put aside a few moments every day on this program to recite the American's Creed. I don't
think
it's corny.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I do, too. I just think we've gotten so far afield from what we're really all about. And that includes some of the wars that we fought since maybe since Korea, certainly since World War II. We've gotten way, way, way off base.
Well, it's definitely different since the Civil.
Yeah, right. And so it's just for us to, I mean, as you go through the words that you just presented to us, most every one of them has been violated.
Well, you're,
I mean,
you're
think
right
about
there.
It. I mean, are we a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? No.
Well,
it's a joke.
Yeah.
Whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. How many of you feel like what's going on in the government now has your consent and approval?
Back to my old thing, when politicians used to be representatives for us, and now
they're
they
a ruling
come out,
class.
I mean, think about it before, you know, back in the days of Lincoln and even up to the early 1900s, a representative said, okay, what do you want? I will go represent you in Washington.
Right.
Now it's a politician gets up there and says, this is what I believe. And people go, yeah, I like him.
Right.
Who cares what he believes?
Yeah. Right.
Not to change the subject, but could I add a little word about the Merchant Marine in World War II?
Were you in the Merchant Marine?
I was.
Yeah, please. I would like to hear your experience. My father started, by the way, interesting. I was telling the story about him being in the Coast Guard. Before he was in the Coast Guard, 1939, he and his cousins were in the Merchant Marine, and I never tell that story. So I'd be more interested in listening to you tell your experiences of what the Merchant Marine, sort of an unqualified, some thought undisciplined bunch who were very much a part of the war effort. Is that true?
That's pretty close to true, yes. It was a quasi-military situation. The Navy took over the Merchant Marine during, organize it for the war effort, and they had training in schools, and the number of people that served were relatively small compared to the other branches of the service, but much unheralded due to the
very
union,
much unheralded,
unions and stuff, and interestingly, the casualty rate in the Merchant Marine on a percentage basis was higher than any other branch in World War II.
Well, because they were exposed. They were moving the goods of war across the North Atlantic for the most part and getting popped off by the U-boats at an unseemly number, and they had no protection. They didn't have one of the reasons the Navy took them over was to arm the freighters. Yeah, they could defend themselves to a point. But without the Merchant Marine, there wouldn't have been the ability for us to take things that we were building and making and ship them overseas for the war effort in Europe.
And that's exactly right. And when I got the news out in the middle of the Pacific on the day that President Roosevelt died, and learned much later that on his desk was a... I don't know if it was a bill or an order or whatever, but to approve Merchant Marine
benefits.
Benefits comparable to all the other services.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He died that weekend, and it was the Monday morning it was there on his desk unsigned.
Yeah.
So.
So it never really was accomplished. It never was done.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, one last tidbit. I got in the Merchant Marine when I was 17, right out of high school, and I planned to and apply to the Marine Corps first, but they turned me down because I was nearsighted.
Uh-huh.
And got through the Merchant Marine, came home, went to college, did some things, and when Korea came along, I got drafted into the Marine Corps.
For heaven's sakes. And how well did you serve? How long did you serve in the Marine Corps?
Just a 2-year hitch for draft. It was when they were reactivating the 3rd Division and so forth, and I had a very cushy job. I taught electronics out in San Francisco.
But that was important because people had to know that, had to have that skill in order to be able to operate in the theater of war. So you performed a very vital and valuable function.
Well, thank you.
An honor to talk to you, Peter. Thank you. Hold on just a second. We're going to send you something because you... did the Americans create? Listen to these words. Will you please listen to this? I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy in a republic. I don't even know what that is anymore. A nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable. established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. How relevant is that to you? How many of you have never heard that before? Didn't even know an American's creed existed, did you?
I did not.
Never heard that before.
Never, ever.
Yep. And you're in your 40s.
I am, still.
Richie, and for a while.
Yeah.
Richie knows it, learned it someplace. Roberta, do you remember learning it?
To tell you the truth, no.
Really?
Nope.
Isn't that interesting? Very interesting.
I remember it.
And I have three kids that have, well, one in preschool.
They don't teach
it. Two that have gone through school. Yeah, one in their 20s, exactly. That I'm sure I've never heard it.
But why don't they teach it? Why isn't it something that, I mean, I recall it and it stays a part of my memory. And I don't think there's anything about me that's old-fashioned, if that's the term that gets used. I think I'm kind of with it.
You're pretty current. You're pretty hip.
I don't know if a hip. I think I have a cognizance of what reality is. And I think that that is not our reality. And I wonder if part of... I mean, sometimes it's just a bunch of words that are sewn together. But do they have meaning? And are they a focus? And is that what's important today in America? Is that what America is all about these days? I suggest to you that it is not. And I wonder which fell off first. Are not learning and understanding these words, not having them taught to us anymore? Or the fact that the words aren't relevant anymore, we just stop teaching it. Which came first? Mm. Worth a thought, isn't it? When you get right down to brass.
Either that or there's just more history now than when you were 8 years old. And they can't cram it all in. It's 12 years.
How long does it take? My sister, I'll tell you, my sister's retiring from teaching this year. I know she taught it to middle school kids.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. 12 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
They were able to teach you guys all the history back when you were
young. Yeah, I know. This is history.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Starting tonight on History.
That feels me damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come unarmed to ask you for my boy.
Your boy stabbed my brother and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win to the end.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfield and McCoy's. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Ever turn on your TV to find the dish hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the dish hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Let's get to medical class. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here for a visit. And his visit is brought to you by the folks who are helping you and so many other thousands and thousands of Americans deal with high cholesterol, high triglycerides. Ken, the more I read and experience the effects of Cardiol, the more I know that the folks at Solana Health have come up with a winner here.
Doug, high cholesterol, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Our users report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, here's how you find Cardiol. It's very easy, actually. Two ways to make it even simpler. 888-809-6424. You dial a toll-free number and order the free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how well this works. Get your blood work done before you start on Cardiol, then afterwards you'll see how this affects your cholesterol level, your triglyceride level. Or you can go online to get Dr. Ken's free trial. You go to cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net/Ken for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You just pay a small shipping and handling charge. That is it. Cardiol.net/Ken or toll free 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Interesting news, a lot of news actually this week, Ken, on men and prostate problems.
Exactly, Doug. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, remember them from last year when they advised that women age 40 should not get the mammogram? Well, they're at it again, and this is a window into governments, more involvement into medicine. It's coming. They've recommended that men of all ages no longer, Doug, be screened for prostate cancer by undergoing the test you like, the prostate-specific antigen test.
At all? Not at all.
They're saying that PSA screening results in overdiagnosis of prostate cancer.
I think that's true.
That's what our friend Pam Popper says.
Just wait a second. Prostate cancer, an unnecessary treatment that can leave men impotent and incontinent. But the big but here is that none of this task force is made up of any urologists or oncologists.
Perfect.
Oncologists are medical doctors who specialize in cancer.
Yeah, perfect. There's another great, another great government job. Don't bring in any experts. Why would we want to do that? It's like the health care bill. There wasn't one doctor involved at any step of the way. It was all insurance people. And
let me play the devil's advocate here. Those oncologists and urologists are the ones who make money on it, and they are likely to not say, don't stop doing it. Stop doing it because I want to keep making that money.
Well, you'd have to be a devil to have that point of view.
Yeah. No, he is. We know that. All right. And so in relationship to prostate cancer, apparently there's a connection between going bald and getting prostate cancer. Is that true?
American Urological Association annual meeting this week in Atlanta. We learned that a man who is bald may have a higher risk of prostate cancer. Doug, bald men who underwent biopsies of the prostate, they were more likely to have cancer than those with more hair on their head. So bald men, they should be aware that they may benefit from being screened earlier and perhaps, if necessary, from being biopsied sooner.
All right, news for lung cancer patients or those who are worried about it. If you're a heavy smoker, what's the story?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. It's about preventing lung cancer and new lung cancer screening guidelines from three medical groups. They recommend annual scans for those aged 55 to 74 who've had a history of smoking at least one cigarette pack daily for 30 years or two packs for 15 years.
Wow, get that done. And the device that allows pacemaker patients to undergo MRIs, it's been a problem till now, hasn't it?
The big breakthrough, you can finally now, if you have a permanent pacemaker, have an MRI. Medtronic's Revo MRI SureScan is the only pacemaker now approved by the FDA that will allow a patient to undergo an MRI.
All right. And red wine drinkers, good news for you.
There's a small study showing resveratrol, this is in red wine and in grape juice, may help prevent Alzheimer's disease. Big study out of George Washington, Georgetown University Medical Center to be done. We'll know in a few years whether it really is effective.
All right, there are all kinds of things coming out of the woodwork now because so many people have the problem and everybody wants to. So I heard, turmeric is good for it. And resveratrol, all these things, and it couldn't hurt, so why not try it?
Great.
That's the story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program here for you.